Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
It's the Talk of Troy. Voices and sounds from the campuses of Troy University. I'm Ariad Hightower. Troy University's new gymnastics team is already springing to great heights. After just 1 year of competing, the squad of lifelong gymnasts and first-timers have become champions. Producer Emily Mosier jumps in.
The team was created last August by sophomore sports management major Marin Settle, who was a gymnast for 15 years before an injury ended her athletic journey. But she's continuing her passion through coaching, first in high school and now at Troy. Settle says the bond she's built with her team helps them persevere through all challenges.
To train your body to do something that it's not used to doing, and mentally having such supportive teammates, you're able to kind of overcome this. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about the sport.
Graphic design major Sydney Burlingame is the only senior on the team. In high school, the pandemic cut short her 15-year gymnastics career.
The season just stopped abruptly. There was no senior recognition, nothing. It was just, you're done. That's it.
But Troy's team gave her something better than closure.
Having this year, I fell back in love with the sport all over again, and I wouldn't have had it any other way.
And last month, the team won the Chomp the Swamp 2024 Southeast Regional Championship. Next, Settle wants to set the bar even higher.
Never imagined that, you know, we'd be region champions in just a first-year program. But next year, we want to go to nationals. We want to win nationals, hopefully, at some point.
Recruitment for next year's team will begin in the fall semester. For more information, visit today.troy.edu. For the Talk of Troy, I'm Emily Mosier.
Once upon a time.
In 1987, Stephen Sondheim's musical Into the Woods debuted to much critical and commercial acclaim. Now a new production takes center stage at Troy University. Producer Brendan Bryan bravely goes.
Into the Woods is a show that will stay with you like it has for the show's director, Tori Lee Averett.
The complexity of the music and the interwovenness of the characters and the storylines, it was really exciting. And so it made me see musical theater and just art in general in a different way.
Senior theater major Ellen Fox plays the role of the baker's wife, whose goal is to start a family. Oh, and she does play a character of a different feather.
Tori is looking at me and she's like, what does a crow sound like to you? How do your eyes blink like a bird? And I'm over here at 22 years old like, yes, how can I embody a bird?
Lily Kate Gwynn, also a senior theater major, portrays the role of the evil witch, who is not always an antagonist. She says her character encounters the same obstacles women often face in real life.
You do kind of feel like you have to fight to be listened to at some points, even if you are right. And that's something that's also explored, is that witches can be right and giants can be good.
Junior Caden Blackwell plays the baker, a character defined by loneliness. His story of loss and overcoming obstacles is at the heart of the musical.
No one is alone in this world, regardless of how terrible you think your life is going or whatever bad things happen to you. There's always going to be someone there for you. There's someone on your side. You're never alone.
Audiences can go Into the Woods every day at the Trojan Center Theater through Sunday, April 28th. For ticket information, visit today.troy.edu. For the Talk of Troy, I'm Brendan Bryan.
I'm Ariad Hightower, and you've been listening to the Talk of Troy, Troy University's official podcast, available at NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. Tell a friend and then live a... Yeah.